Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Check one, check one.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Nice. That was a real check I was doing.
Yeah, an effective check.
An effective check. Check one and check one.
You sound good.
We are ready for fun. Thanks.
And no mic hum like last time.
You know, I went on and I recorded just a few moments right before this, and I was like, I didn't hear any hum. So the hum comes and goes with this piece of shit microphone I got off Amazon for the cheapest number.
Microphone checking. I did a little theater in high school, and one time in high school theater, the sound crew in our in like a tech rehearsal for a show in the auditorium, they had like this professional sound guy come to get our, the kids set up with the sound stuff.
Yeah.
And when he was testing the sound, he went, check five, 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 check five. And he must have been like checking microphone number five when I walked through the room or whatever. I only heard check five, five, five. So for the longest time, I thought it was... I'd never really heard a professional microphone check before. So I think maybe every single time the Sloppy Boys have ever done sound check on the show, I always go, check five, check five.
It's like the origin of something I've heard 100 times.
And I don't think I've ever noticed that.
It's a reference to that you guys wouldn't get, and it's a joke just for me, but it's also not a joke because my brain couldn't... I couldn't say check one, two if I tried.
Hey, who was that? We saw a mic guy... Oh, so whatever, a sound guy at one of the venues being like, yep, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that?
I forget where it was, but it was, he was just popping the P's maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
And yeah,
yep.
And squeaking yes. The S's. Also, yes. He would be a very good improviser. Yes, and yep.
Yes, and yep. I wonder if the check one, because anyone grabs a microphone, they say, check one, check two. It's just going, the microphones, check one and two microphones? Is that what that comes from?
I mean, not if you're saying into the... My guess is when you're talking to microphone one, you say, check one, and you get a thumbs up from the booth. And then you go over to the microphone two, say, check two.
Jam. I had no... Who knew where that came from?
Who knew? Hulu.
Hulu. Hey, who's...
You know, can you
Hulu
believe that Huluween is over?
No, yeah, I know. It sucks.
Yes, but we're looking forward to Happy Honda Days.
That's true.
Merry Hulu holidays. Merry Hulu days. That's what they should say. Happy Hulu days. Happy Honda days. Okay. It must be tough working for a business and it's like, oh, holidays are coming up. How are we gonna work our tagline into some fucking holiday?
The holidays are tough because then you got to do drinks like Death in the Afternoon and Blood and Sand.
Yeah. You've got to veer from your normal spring and summer routine. Do we have a tagline for this show, a slogan?
Deep dive drinks that you drinks love
and... Yeah, but like something you... if we had a poster,
it's
for
the beloved tagline I say every day.
I've taken issue with this and I never listen to it and I never think about it, but the podcast that takes a deep dive into the drinks that you love, they don't love these drinks. half the drinks, they never heard of them. Then they drink them and they don't love them. You think people like the blood and sand, the death in the afternoon? These are bad drinks.
And the dive ain't that deep. It's shallow half the time. Yeah,
exactly. It's a 15-minute Google at best.
15 minutes.
It's funny because on podcasts, people really do deep dives. You know, like
yeah, I know. There are truly deep dives out there in the world of podcasts.
And into the cocktails that you love, even.
The cocktail podcast hosted by three guys you want to hang out with. You want to have
three wonderful guys with hearts of gold. That's what we should say.
We should change it to like the maybe not a deep dive, but a cannonball. You know?
Oh, yeah. A belly flop into the beverages you crave.
Yeah, that's good, Tim. That's great.
But if we set like a deep dive into drinks you may or may not like, yeah. You got to say the just drinks you love because it's...
Guys, I'm saying that we get away from drinks anyway. It's the sloppy boys. It's a vibe. That's the tagline. Yeah. It's a groovement. Right. It's groovement. A movement.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so that would be our poster, I guess. If it was the poster, like the Sloppy Boys podcast, it's a groovement. That would be it.
And then people would be like, you listen to that show?
Everything you need to know.
What type of podcast is that? And they're like, oh, it's one of those groovement ones.
One of those groovement. How many people are doing that? Like all of them.
He's super enthused. The guy, oh, it's one of those groovement ones.
Is it any good? No.
No.
What makes it not so good? Hanford's got hosts. A hum.
The host. Tim checks microphone 5 only.
All right. Do we get into some booze news? Some bit it, bit, bit, bit.
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. Hit it.
You got a Toy Story drink. You got a Toy Story drink. Nice. When the liquor you use is woody and it gives you a buzz, but you get too drunk to describe how it was. You just remember the movie Pixar does. Oh, you've got a Toy Story drink.
Pixar does.
Yeah, you've got a Toy Story drink.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Brandy Newman was sent to us by Trey nice. Diamond. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys podcast at gmail.com.
That was great. It seemed like we were going to get into a second verse, maybe, but.
But we didn't need it.
But what was his name? Andy Diamond?
Trey Diamond keeps it tight. He makes Trey it Diamond pop. He gets tight. In and gets out.
Yeah, he listened. He understood the assignment.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. And for doing so, he is now in my dream blunt rotation.
And if you want to be in our dream blunt rotation, email the sloppyboyspodcast at gmail.com.
No, we should have a different email for dream blunt rotation applicants.
You send a picture of yourself, we just superimpose them all together.
All right, I got some above the fold booze news.
Damn.
Scandal man. Rocks the pod?
Yeah, well, sort of, but this is a good scandal. Folks, the all-new Sloppy Boys web store is live at thesloppyboys.com. We got a beautiful collection of band t-shirts and podcast t-shirts all under one roof. All your old favorites like the Western Trucking mud flap design by Kyle Hilton, plus some new stuff like the Here for the Beer shirt, previously only available at the live shows.
That's a Kyle Hilton as well, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
It is, and that was in the works for a long time. Like
he did a great job on that. He got exactly what we were suggesting, and he's like, oh, I was kind of, like, didn't we bring this idea to him? He was like, oh, I've been kind of like working on this type of thing, this type of art anyway.
We wanted perfect. I forget who the artist is, but he did like Animal House or like Meatballs, that sort of 70s, 80s.
Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, like the illustration movie poster.
Yeah,
and you can't like fake that with Photoshop filters. You need like an artist who's going to draw your likeness.
You got to draw the legs right angle, bending the knee with a big feet running.
And like a big tube sock flapping around.
Yeah, yeah. Big tube sock that's loose.
I like that that tactic though, that we reach out to him to do some art for us, and if someone reaches out to you for a job and you say, yeah, I was going to do that anyway. I'm going to start doing that like with TV writing jobs. Yeah. Like, I was going to write this episode of this that show anyway, but if you want me to do it.
Hey, all right.
Go pay me. I was just going to mail it in, but yeah.
So that's good. Right now it's just shirts. Right now it's just shirts, but we got other fun stuff coming. Cassettes, flasks, sunglasses, coasters on the way.
Yep.
It's all happening at thesloppyboys.com. Don't go to Tee Public anymore. It's a barren wasteland.
Did we take our Tee Public down, or is it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Good.
It is a Mad Max-esque scene over
but
there.
Are new shirts going to smell like vinegar the way the Tee Public shirts did?
Yeah, like a can of tennis balls or whatever.
Yeah, it really smelled to me like a salad dressing.
Not bad. Hey, that's not bad. I would buy some of those shirts and mix my salads in them.
Huh?
Mm. Save on dressing.
That's right. Save on bowls. The wear and tear on the bowls. Oof. The way I make a salad.
Do we have any actual booze news?
Sure. We certainly do.
I'm making this salad the other night. God. My God. The
Michael
bowl
was trying to get away from the salad.
This is a stainless steel bowl. The thing's shredded at the bottom. It cost me so much to repair this thing.
Sucks. This sucks. You think that people are going to think this is a Groovement? No, that's not Groovement talk.
It's a Borman.
I'll give you Groovement talk. Next story on booze news. This is great because we've made it through the scary Halloween season. We're getting towards some holidays, are we not?
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Turkey time. Fat man down the chimney day.
That's right. This one came to us from my sister. Have you heard about Eggnog?
Oh,
Eggo,
geez.
As in Eggo waffles. Eggnog sipping cream.
Eh?
Eggo.
Sipping cream. Oof.
The Waffle Company and Sugarlands Distilling Company are spreading holiday cheers this season. Holiday cheers with Eggnog Appalachian Sipping Cream. Eggo inspired eggnog liqueur that pairs perfectly with Eggo thick and fluffy waffles to help grown-ups Lego during the most chaotic time of the year, holidays.
Wait, hold on. Let me pause you. Sipping cream?
So.
Sipping cream?
It's sip in with an apostrophe. Here's what I find.
That doesn't help me.
Oh, it is okay.
Okay, so this is like waffly flavored eggnog.
Okay.
But what I have found is there was a previously existing drink. There's this company that's been around for like 10 years in Tennessee that makes a drink called Appalachian Sippin' Cream.
Okay.
And it's in a mason jar. It looks like that moonshine stuff that you buy, but it's a sweet, sippy. I don't know that Appalachian Sippin' Cream existed before. I don't know if it's a thing you drink on the trail, but it's a sweet, creamy sipper. I found an Eater article saying that if you want to Irish up your coffee, that Appalachian Sippin' Cream is a good thing to add.
Okay. It's funny when you define a phrase with just jumbling the same words around it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yes.
It's a Thank cream you sip.
But actually, now, we to understand a liqueur.
It's, are we to understand this taste?
Is it maple syrupy? Breakfasty?
You know, they're saying that it pairs with waffles. So it says it's churned cream, rum, cinnamon, nutmeg. So no, this is really
eggnog.
This feels like it's just eggnog, but there was something clever about the name Eggnog. And so Kellogg's had to get their little mitts all over it. But it's 80 proof, 40% alcohol.
If it does in fact taste like Eggo, like waffle batter, I'm in.
He loves batter.
I'll be honest.
Tim, you never live with this guy. This guy makes batter and just drinks it down.
That was always when I was a kid. Like, my mom would make like brownies or something. She'd let me, you know, lick the spatula. I'd be like, this is great. And then as I was like, when I get my own life going, I'm going to make this. So I was just going to drink this stuff.
Drink that raw egg.
I never have.
Cookie dough as a thing, which we know... Cookie dough ice cream was invented by Ben and Jerry's, and it was an anonymous tip.
Really?
Somebody sent in, like, in the suggestion box. Right?
But it was them who came. Oh, wow.
I wish there were more doughy. I've had brownie dough. Oh, blondie dough ice cream is good.
Oh, that's good.
But
cake
what
dough
about
is very good.
What about waffle batter plops in the ice cream?
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet. They probably call it something else, but yeah, that
no,
would be
not plops.
Plops. No, they gotta say plops. Just I don't know. For me, conjures up sort of a something that would be in and around a toilet.
Around. Well, keep it in.
Kind of a wet, sticky substance that would be squeezed out of a tight hole.
Yeah. Wet, sticky.
Nasty.
Well, here's nasty another thing with Ample Hills. We used to have Ample Hills here in lovely Los Feliz. And now
I call them Sample Hills because I never bought anything. I just said, oh, let me try another one.
Mike,
stop. And then, but now it's a empty husk of a Craftsman right across from the Rustic.
Do you know what used to be there before Ample Hills?
No.
A daycare?
Heidi Fleiss, the Hollywood madam.
Oh.
Her dad was a pediatrician and that was his practice.
Oh.
I heard that from Eva Anderson herself.
She knows that stuff.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I don't like about certain flavors. Ooey gooey butter cake.
Delicious.
Butter at Ample Hills. Love it. Hate to say it.
I think that's Jenny's, isn't it?
They both have it. Yes.
And that's like a proper noun, right? Like that's from that's a regional thing. Ooey
it's a St. Louis thing. In St. Louis, they call it ooey gooey butter cake. It's fucking delicious. But I agree with you, Jeff. And I like that Jenny's just calls their ice cream gooey butter cake. And when I order it, I just say butter cake.
Of course.
I'm 39. Am I going to say gooey?
Ample Hills, I was like, can I have the butter cake, please? And they're like, oh, you want the ooey gooey butter cake?
Ooey gooey.
Can I have the cutesy tootsy chocolate chippy whoopoo?
Can you wipe my bum bum?
I'll have baby size, please.
Sometimes I'll say, give me the dry hard cake, bitch.
Give me vanilla.
Ooh, I thought get me out of here.
I thought that was Freddy Krueger for a minute there, Tim.
Bitch.
Yes, the birthday cake ice cream, though, which is basically ooey gooey, is that what you're...
Yeah.
That's good.
I like the rise of the birthday cake flavor.
Chill out on the sprinkles, though, man.
No. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I like Funfetti stuff.
That's what I'm saying. The Funfetti flavor, I think, is a good flavor.
It's weird where we're at with birthday cake flavor, though, because you're like, hey, I love it. Because I love like a vanilla, I love a buttery cake with vanilla frosting. But now you're like, I recently like bought a birthday cake and it was birthday cake flavor. And I'm like, are you injecting fake birthday cake flavor into a butter cake? Jenny's puts too many sprinkles in their birthday batter flavor.
You know what? Do you know my favorite style of cake?
If someone can I guess?
Sure.
White cake chocolate icing.
Ooh, very close.
Golden cake chocolate icing.
Yeah, the yellow cake.
Oh, that's yellow. What I was picturing. Yellow. When I said white, I was picturing.
Yeah,
yellow.
Yeah. The Betty Crocker, you know, made from a box. Chocolate icing with the little tiny ball sprinkles.
Ooh,
the rainbow sprinkles balls.
Those sprinkles are good. And you know what I love is you get a cake like that. Yeah, have your fun. You eat some of it. But then the next day it's in your fridge.
Yeah.
And it's gotten a little bit hard and it's cold. And you're going in there with your fingers.
Yeah. And yeah, you got a glass of milk, a huge glass of milk next to you.
Yeah, that thing is, you've never seen a glass like this. Where did you get that glass?
You look, you got glasses this big? Jesus.
Mike, you still drinking glasses of milk regularly?
Yes.
I feel like I heard a thing that was like, we always assumed that for centuries everyone drank milk, but I think it was really like the Milk Does a Body Good campaign that really pushed drinking milk, a whole glass of milk is a thing, and I don't think that people previously really drank whole glasses of milk.
You see me at the beach with my shirt off. You're damn right it does a body good.
Your bones are gigantic.
Yeah.
One specific bone.
Watch yourself, buddy boy. I ain't going to nude beaches. I'm not going to French nude beaches, all right? I'm a little shy for that type of thing.
you're a tough guy bragging about your good body, but you're just shy.
All right, you guys want to get into the drink of the day?
Sure, let's wrap up booze news.
Oh, we got to wrap it up, don't we? All right, one second. Let me do a little...
Plop,
just
plop.
Just one second. Hold on.
Oh, God.
All right.
Just do that in the privacy of your... Could you leave the room when you wrap up booze news? Yucko. Okay. The drink of the day, folks, we are back on the International Bartenders Association cocktail list with a little drink called the lemon drop, and what the Ooh. IBA calls the lemon drop martini. Ooh. You've had?
Not had, only heard.
Not had, only heard.
Lyric.
Right.
2 for 1 lemon drop. 2 for 1 lemon drop.
Three for one.
In
a Sloppy Boys song.
Yeah.
College night.
Ooh, hey. Sounds like a good excuse to pad out the end of the episode Ooh, with that's one a of long, our classic songs.
That's a long song,
What
too.
Do you mean, pad out? I say thrill them in the home stretch.
Yeah.
2 for 1 lemon drop.
No, that's good because, had you only heard of lemon drop from that lyric?
No, I've heard of it before, but I never really knew what it was at all.
So yeah. As a shot.
Yeah. I always heard of it kind of as a, or thought of it as like one of these, '80s bad era of cocktails type of shots, like right. a Sex on the Beach or a Fuzzy Navely.
I mean, yeah, you're right in both regards. It's both. But I've heard and I've had as a shot, and I think our generation, along with the kamikaze shot or the like blowjob shot, there were these kind of stunty college shots, and the lemon drop is one of them, and I've had it, but I didn't know exactly what was in it. But the IBA list has this lemon drop martini, and I look into it and back to the history of the beginning of the lemon drop, and guess what?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fern bar drink.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
So to new listeners, you wouldn't know this, but we've learned on this show that in the 1970s, there was this trend of kind of yuppie bars in New York and San Francisco called fern bars. And they're kind of like these fun, eclectic places decorated with ferns and stained glass Tiffany lamps and brass rails. That's a big one, the brass rail.
Mm-hmm. When you said that, that's when I was like, oh, I know the type.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So the first one, it started with the original TGI Fridays right. on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And the significance was this was like known as the first singles bar. It opened in like the late 60s, and it was like before that, you know, like women, like bars were like for like men or couples.
And they were unwelcoming women. Towards like single young women.
Yeah. And kind of scary and kind of, and closed off to them. And so the original TGI Fridays was like, ladies, you can go there, like a group of ladies or just a lady, you go there and you can meet men. And that's what the movie Cocktail, he's tending bar at, it's supposed to be that. And a lot of the drinks are this kind of kooky style, but that's the first one. And then in the 70s,
wait,
spreads across
so
the country.
Keep going, Tim. I'll say.
Can you guys hear this outside?
I heard something like someone was.
My neighbor Ghost Rider just came home. God damn.
It's not bad. I just heard one little.
Mike, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say. So when that movie came out in the 80s, Cocktail, and these fern bars were kind of newish. Is that what you're saying, that they were like happening?
No, I think that one is a time-honored one, but I think the fern bar peak is the mid-70s, and Cocktail is late 80s.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Never mind that now. Never mind that now. What am I thinking of? Never mind that. Probably, does that remind you of something? Never mind that.
Monty Python sounds like.
Yeah, it's going to sound like that. Nope, that is Silly Walk. Anyway.
Yes.
Your parrot ceases to live.
Yes. Oh, no, I was thinking of Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
When he doesn't want to talk about the plutonium, I think.
Never mind that.
Something, never mind that now. Okay, back on track here. It's a Grooveman, folks. The Sloppy Boys podcast.
coming at you.
So in the 70s, there's all these fern bars that have the lamps and the ferns and the rails. And the coolest one, we've looked at pictures of this place before. In San Francisco, Henry Africa's is like a very cool looking fern bar. And kind of like Richie, upwardly mobile working professionals would go dating there. Mm. And the drinks they were serving were sweet. Harvey Wallbangers, wine spritzers, and a certain cocktail that they invented.
What?
Owner Norman J. Hobday invented the lemon drop. Ooh. And he named it for, you know, the old candy lemon drops? Just little,
Yeah.
Little,
this is good.
Named it after that. Then the lemon drop, yes, you're right about the dark ages. Like bartending historian types call the 80s and 90s like the dark ages because it was like no one was drinking old fashions or martinis. They were just having all these sweet, juicy drinks. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, alongside the Sex on the Beach and all that shit, the Lemon Drop was in the mix. And then in the 90s, the Lemon Drop Martini was kind of made it onto menus with the Appletini and the Cosmo as sort of the Sex in the City lady drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Then it, as it crapped out for our generation, we know it as the shot, kind of like a party shot, but also kind of more geared toward girls and being like, you know, a sorority shot that's very sweet. And then Fern Bars went the way of the dodo. They turned mm-hmm. into family restaurants and the TGI Fridays of today. And I feel like with this Lemon Drop Martini, it's kind of having a little resurgence right now because we've talked about how there's an ironic winky version of a martini menu that's coming back right now that's got Appletinis and Midori mm-hmm. drinks and right. stuff on it. The Lemon Drop is on those menus that's popping up ironically in New York this mm-hmm. very year.
We're doing 80s kitsch, even in the drinks.
Exactly. We're winking. But I bet also in New York bars, they're probably doing like a more like a, here's your Lemon Drop, but I've made it with some fancy ingredients right. as well.
Oh, so wait, Tim, one second. The Work. Lemon Drop Martini, is that like when we did the Alabama Slammer? Remember in the directions it was like you can put it on the rocks or have it as a shot. Mm-hmm. Is that basically what the Lemon Drop is, or is the martini different from the Lemon Drop shot?
That is a great question. I would guess that the Lemon Drop shot is a little bit stronger
or sweeter. I was
Oh yeah, maybe this is something that we do a little Google on.
Google.
And maybe we even try it as a shot after, but I've never heard people call this a Lemon Drop Martini. I feel like you call it a Lemon Drop or a Lemon Drop shot.
Yeah.
I think martini is a very loose definition. It's really, you know, on these stupid martini menus, it's anything with a martini glass. Tends to be, like, even though martinis are originally gin-based, when you look at a martini menu, it's usually like 10 vodka drinks in a martini glasses of different colors and mm-hmm. sweetnesses.
What? Yeah, so what would make this a martini? Just what you pour it into?
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Seems wrong.
Yeah, I'm seeing stuff online. Nothing definitive yet. It seems like the proportions are different.
Okay, well, let me read you the IBA recipe and you tell me if it varies from the shot.
Great.
30 milliliters of vodka citrone, like lemon flavored vodka, like absolute mm-hmm. citrone. I think this is dumb. I hate when recipes do this where it's like it has lemon juice and then also lemon flavored vodka. Don't you?
Yeah,
think
I just have vodka. I'm doing my Svetka.
I feel like we've had other drinks where it's like orange juice and Curacao, and you're like, it's orange yeah. already. What are you doing?
Fuck them.
20 milliliters of triple sec. Mm-hmm. The famed orange liqueur. I'm using Cointreau, which is fancy triple sec.
Same.
I'm using Dr. De Kuyper.
There you go. 15 milliliters fresh lemon juice. Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker. Shake well with ice. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass. Garnish with sugar Ooh. Rim around the glass.
Oh. Nice.
Now, you got to do that first. You got to... You know, like wet the top of your glass and turn it upside down onto a plate of sugar.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
I'm going to do it because I think I didn't. You don't get an opportunity to do this very often.
Would you use powdered sugar or just that seems even
messier? No, I think you want the coarse stuff.
Granular.
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 So, Jeff, the ratio here was 1 ounce vodka. 2/3 of an ounce triple sec, 1/2 ounce lemon juice. Are the shots pretty much the same thing, or are they stronger?
I'm looking at the shot recipe on Absolute's website, which mm-hmm. seems pretty good. They have different parts. They say like 2/3 part citrone, 1/2 part lemon juice, 1/4 part simple syrup. I think that's the main thing, is that there's simple syrup in the shot and no sign of Cointreau.
Well, that would be, the simple syrup would be in the replacing the... sugar around the rim, I guess, right?
Ooh, I guess so. Yeah. Either way, I feel like this martini version, you could just have this as a shot because it'll be pretty strong. It's, you know, vodka and triple sec are boozy, and then it's just 1/2 ounce of lemon juice. So it's a shot. It's a shot.
Nice. Well, I do have citrone, and I'm excited to crack it open.
Nice.
Me too.
You want to get into it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Folks, we'll be right back with lemon drop martinis in hand after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
And we're back with lemon drop martinis. Let's see them. Ooh, nice rims, everyone.
Ooh, yeah, very nice rims.
Nice mine rim
got,
job.
Mine got like melty.
Stop.
It looks like...
Yours looks good. It looks like TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
This is like when we get our cars all together and we all go, ooh, nice rims, nice rims. No, you have nice rims.
Hey, did you guys do a little lemon juice around the rim to get that sugar
yes,
to stick?
That's yeah. what you do.
I did water, and that's, I think, why it's like... It's like melting the sugar.
Ooh, you get a little syrup.
I just kind of ran. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Ah.
All right. That's all
right. I did that. I used some coarse sugar, and then I put it in the freezer while I did my shaking and stuff, and that kind of helped the sugar hang on there.
Cling. Smart. Nice.
All right. You guys are real bartenders.
I know.
I know. Here we go. Sip time. Join me, won't you?
Ooh, tart and
that's
tangy.
Nice. I do. Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. That's lemonade, nice. Baby.
That's a welcome change from the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice because it's not too sweet. And then I feel like I'm getting it's delicious, but it's tart. And then I got a little crunchy sugar at the end to sort of say, there's the sweetness I wanted.
That's
I mean, you can't go wrong with lemon juice. I mean, you know, I'm a lime freak, but still.
Sure.
Any drink that's just got a bunch of lemon juice in it, I'm kind of into it.
Any drink? What about lemon juice and turd, huh?
Well, if there's a turd floating in it, no, I don't want the lemon juice.
What about plops of lemon?
Stirring it with a turd?
I'm just dragging my fucking tongue around the rim and eating this sugar. It's pretty
good. Ooh, I forgot to tell you guys about this. I went up to, me and a group of friends went up to Sleepy Hollow.
Ah, yes.
Remember I talked about that? I never reported on it.
Right.
We went up there. It was great. We did like a haunted hayride. There was a big like street fair going on. Drinking some $5 brewskis, having food. We got, there was like a beer truck that had all like pumpkin ales and hazy IPA pumpkin styles and stuff like that. And they did a rim on the solo cups, which that they're serving in, that I've never had before. They did, they dunked it, or they dipped it in
butternut squash
syrup. No, syrup, and then dipped that into cinnamon sugar.
Oh,
and it had, like powdered cinnamon. And it had, it was nice. I've never seen that before, but
I hope
to see it again.
I like having a tahine rim.
Mm-hmm.
One of those spicy, limey chili, type of rims, limey. Especially when it's not just even a michelada, but you're having like a margarita and then you have a little pop of flavor on the rim.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's tough with this because I'm just like,
I wonder
going for the sugary spots.
I'm marveling at how this is not too sweet. It's nice. Mm.
Yeah.
I may have done a little too much limon, but. Too much limon, I don't like. Too much Timon.
That was your review of Lion King, wasn't it?
Too much Timon.
I'm a Pumbaa freak.
This movie is TMT. Too much Timon. Next.
Mm. Now, this is another one of those drinks where I'm shaking it up, and I feel like, not a lot of liquid in here, huh? It's going to look pretty silly in my big martini glass. Did you make a double, or you did it to specs?
I did it to specs. I have a small martini glass, and it didn't even fill it up.
Yeah.
I just drank about half of this. Even that doesn't look so silly. I don't know.
You're right, Mike. That doesn't look so silly.
That don't look so silly to me. My hand is sticky as hell. I'm getting all this sugar all over me. Help!
Help!
I'm stuck. I'm fucking stuck.
I finished all my sugar. Now I'm just left with a fun, boozy cocktail.
speaking of sugar, we really talked sugar this on the Patreon this week, didn't we?
Oh, we sure did. The best candy bar. We determined
candy bar.
Yeah, candy bar.
And this week we should do Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
They're talking about that song for an hour? Well, 40 minutes.
Yeah, there's going to be some chit-chat up top.
But yeah, hey, if you want to figure out the best candy bar, that's behind the paywall, man. You got to spend that $5 a month.
Sorry.
You got to join up.
Sorry, not sorry. Borrowing that from the new Reese's campaign. New. That campaign's 2 years old now.
It is funny, though, on the Patreon when we're like, okay, we're ready to rock. Ready for best candy bar. And then Taylor Swift comes out with an album the day before. And we're like, oh, we probably should have had something to say about that. But, hey, you know, best candy bar.
But we like candy bars. I don't know if you've,
did you listen to the album, though? She's like, Nutrageous.
Nutrageous.
I haven't listened to it yet. Are there hits to be had?
I'm a Taylor fan, and I like the album. Here's what I'll tell you.
Are there hits to be had?
Yeah, Tim, answer the question.
I mean... Yes.
Am I gonna be cutting it up on the dance floor of these songs in the near future or not?
You're gonna be cutting it up. You're a bit of a cut up yourself. You're gonna be chopping it up with your music friends talking about it. You're gonna be livening up your mood by listening to it.
That's good.
I'll tell you this. It's I just wanted, I didn't want any more folk music.
Thank you.
And the last two albums were...
From her or in general?
From her. I guess in general.
I mean, like the Poppy Taylor. 1989 is like, yeah, that's my Taylor right there.
Me too. That's my Taylor. And then what's weird about the Cottagecore albums is that they're sort of like fake folk where she's still just right. They're like composed like the pop songs, but then they just have boring production, like that's really muted. So when I hit play on Midnights and I just like heard some pop sounds like, yeah, zip.
Come on. Are you sure that wasn't 101 sound effects?
I was dancing to it.
I'm more of a 100 gex guy.
Yep. I top out at around 99 gex and then they
you couldn't weird. Quite get crack 100. Yeah, it's too bad.
Geck me, baby.
Geck me, boy.
I'll tell you what I like about this drink. It's imagine you're at a fern bar. Everybody's having all these really sweet spritzers and Harvey Wallbangers and stuff. Yes, this is tart with all the lemon juice, but it's not cloyingly sweet or too juicy or any of the stuff.
No, it's because of real lemon juice. And you're not adding syrup. That's the key. Hmm.
The big problem I have with this drink is it's already gone. I love it.
Yeah.
I love this.
Well, why don't you... What do you think? We take a little break.
Hold on. I got something to say.
Sure.
Oh,
I got to wash this my is gonna fucking be divisive. Sticky hand off.
I love lemon. We all love lemon, right?
I love lamp.
I...
Hey, don't blame me, man. Blame this movie.
I prefer lemon in savory dishes. I would rather squeeze lemon on a lamb chop or into a salad than
or on a Brussels sprout
or on Sir Brussels sprout rather than and I love lemon zerzers. You mean a lemon square? Come on, baby. Okay, now we could go to commercial.
Okay.
Oh shit. Wait, but so what was your point that you love lemon, but you don't like it in this?
My point was I love lamp.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying.
Folks.
Try to say that, but you cut me up.
We'll be right back.
That's what you were going to say. You couldn't get that in. I love lamp.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back! Round two of Lemon Drop Martinis.
Nice. Ooh.
Did anybody do a shot?
I'm just going to... No. I just still have my last run, and I'm just going to take it as a shot.
Nice. I'll join you in that.
You made a shot?
No, I'm just going to finish the rest of mine.
And Michael, what'd you do?
I did something... I changed this from a lemon drop to a lime drop.
Whoa!
Let's see how it goes.
Hey, bombs away. Tip, tip. Oh, yeah. No. You're sipping.
Ooh.
Okay. You know, he doesn't like.
Ooh.
You know, I think the big problem here is I'll keep sipping it. Maybe it'll change my mind. But I only had lime in like that. You know, when you buy it, go to the produce department, it's like a
plastic lime.
Yeah, it's like lime, fake lime juice. And it's kind of old. So maybe that might be in the best lime. But
Mike, celebrity bartender Jack Schramm says, squeeze your own lime juice and use it within 24 hours.
Sure, but you know, this is off the cuff here.
Yep.
All right. Shots. Now
me and Jeff are doing our shots. 1, 2, bombs away.
Mm. Ooh, baby.
That's good. Me, honk chew. Let me tell you this. I've been doing, you know, when you order a shot from a bartender, you can say chilled.
Yeah.
And they'll put in a cocktail shaker and shake it with ice. I like doing that, especially it's a pleasant surprise. You tell people you're getting tequila shots and everyone's like, oh no, these will be burn me.
Yep.
And if you get them chilled, they melt a little.
Did it last night. Casamigos, five of them. Boom, boom.
Holy
boom,
shit.
Boom, boom.
And you got them chilled?
Yeah.
Now I'm impressed that you still went with Casamigos. I go cheap drinks when I'm getting them chilled.
Sure. The bartender was pretty.
Ah. Mm. So she said, oh, you're rich? Here's my number.
She said, Casamigos? And I said, yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're rich? Yeah.
Okay, what bar?
Oh, Nickel Mill? Nickel Mine?
Nickel Mine? Where's that?
Yes, the Nickel Mine down in near like Santa Monica. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard and basically like West Hollywood. This was before we went and saw Whit and Clay's movie, The Civil Dead.
Ooh, that's a good movie. I watched it online.
Ooh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I went with some friends, including Mook and Mitch.
Very cool.
And resident Zapper Steph and Kara. And then Neil and Fran were there, too.
Oh, nice.
Well, Scandal Rocks the Pod. Whit told me he was going to invite me to that, and then he forgot to invite me to it.
Well, ooh, nice.
This is going to be a big problem for me in my life.
Tim, your buddy Jeff invited you, and you didn't respond to the text chain.
Yeah, I want the invite from the guy who's in the movie, not random podcaster. Some sort of groovement that's going on.
Where was the movie?
The New Art Theater.
Okay.
No, but so what made you think to do a chill? Is that just a thing you do as well, Jay?
Again, I went up to the bar and I said, hey, 5 tequila shots, please, with limes. And it was super loud. And she said, Casamigos? And I said, yeah. And she said, chilled? And I said, yeah.
Oh, then, okay.
Damn right.
And then those shot glasses came out of the freezer and she shook them up shook them up on ice. Very nice.
So you would have said yes to anything this lady said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm a pushover, you see.
I've been doing my shots like that at home. Sometimes I'll say,
ooh, Timmy, that's great. That's a great move.
And you get some cheaper liquor.
I've been having a little problem with my shaker recently. I'll shake it up, and I shake it a lot so I can get the ice chunks usually in any time I shake a drink. And I tip it upside down, and it's like one thin little stream comes out.
Yeah, it's because it's going through the slush. It's got to power through the slush.
It's going through the slush. That
Mike, use a Hawthorne strainer, my man.
I know. I don't have a Hawthorne.
Let me give you one other tip. I squeeze lime into the shaker when I do my shake and shots, so it even has the lime in there. You don't have to bite the lime after.
Infused. Sort of infused.
The lime in this, like, canceled out. This tastes like nothing. It's weird. The lime canceled out all other flavor. Strange.
Lime cancellation. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to give my full review. I will not do lime drop again, but lemon drop, order again.
Stone Cold Classic?
And again, I don't think so.
Ooh, it gives him pause, just the notion. So. The very notion.
It's tough to name a Stone Cold Classic for me that is the first time I'm having it.
Okay, fair.
You know what I mean? It's tough to, because like when you have an Old Fashioned, that's a Stone Cold Classic, right? And it's like, yeah, we've had a million of those. They've been around forever, and it lived up to its name. Martini, Stone Cold Classic.
Hmm. All right, I'm going to say, yeah, it's an order again for sure. I'm so happy that we are back on solid ground on the IBA list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fear for what comes next when the IBA list is conquered and we're in new uncharted territory without a map. Oh, the mind reels.
There'll be plenty of, we'll find something.
I also like that we had a good drink. Last couple of weeks on this show, Death in the Afternoon was the first drink I hated. And before that, Blood and Sand, I liked it, but it's kind of famously disliked. Here we are with a nice three-ingredient drink that the slop heads are going to like. This is going to be a ratings bonanza, baby.
Hey, well, I got to say about the Blood and Sand, we should follow up on this because I think about it all the time. Acid-adjusted orange juice. We got to find it or make it somehow and discuss.
Agreed. Also, separately, I went to the Dresden. I had a Blood and Sand. It was nothing like the IBA recipe.
It was rummy and fruit punchy or something?
It was a frozen drink. It was like a slushy, a pink slushy, and it wasn't too sweet. It wasn't flabby. It was tart and grenadine-y.
Where was this drink on the IBA? What category?
New era.
Because it was the '80s, sure. And Tim, you said you were order again.
Order again, yes. Love it.
Great. Wrap it up.
And it's the best of the Fern Bar drinks in that category of the sweet drinks.
Yeah.
Wrap up the episode. Okay, we got nothing else to do. There's nothing, absolutely no other thing to do for this episode.
Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing to do. There's pretty much nothing to do other than the Lemon Drop Quiz.
Oh, no.
Okay, basically this is a quiz where you two are going to go head-to-head to see who has the higher intellect.
Oh, in this quiz we go head-to-head.
Yes. good.
Well, the hook of this quiz is that let's say some of the questions involve a certain fruit that was used in the drink of the
lime.
Day.
Lime, interesting.
Round two. Mike, you got to forget about round two, bud.
Can't.
Okay, you ready for this? Blurt out the answers as they come. Mm-hmm. Question one. Don't fall for it. This citrus soiree website is both geriatric and pornographic.
Oh, man.
Lemon party.
Damn. Oh, there you go. Jefferson on the board.
And how would you know that, Jeff?
I'm a culture vulture.
Mm-hmm. It's his fucking homepage.
I think you're a porno vulture.
It's his fucking
vulture.
Lock screen.
Guy, fucking, he's the fucking webmaster.
Okay. Jeff up with a huge lead on Hanford. Hanford trails way behind. 0-1. Okay. Question number two. Mm-hmm. Liz Lemon may have been played by Tina Fey. Yes, this is true. But this guest of the Sloppy Boys podcast once shit his pants on the set of that very same show.
Gabrus.
Yes, Michael. John Gabrus was a small role on 30 Rock and he shit his pants.
Why he was one of the guys around on the writer's table, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was like talking to Tina Fey, and he realized he had shit his pants, and it stunk.
Oh, man.
Is this something he has gone public with, or are we outing him on this?
I feel like I've heard it on a pod. He seems like he would be fine with people knowing that.
It's funny, Jim, when you do those questions, and you say something like, this much is true. I'm expecting you to rhyme the next line, but it wasn't the case.
No. It's just my signature style. Okay, 1-1. This is neck and neck.
Yeah, this is necky neck.
Dramatic stuff.
Necky neck. Question three. This car company had a famous ad that called out its own car as a lemon.
Mazda.
The ad was featured in the show Mad Men.
Volkswagen.
Yes.
Honda. Oh, yeah, great.
Volkswagen.
I meant Volkswagen.
You guys remember that ad?
Oh. Yes, of course, Tim. I got the question right, didn't I?
Yes, it was an ad that said it had a picture of Volkswagen Bug Beetle, and then it said lemon, and then underneath it was like, this one's a lemon, but our technicians make sure that the one you buy will be great or whatever. But it was clever marketing. Mm-hmm. The type of stuff that we need to do on this show.
Ooh, Don Draper stylies.
Put Draper at head of office.
Draper, pretty handsome guy, if you ask me. Okay, here we go. Question four. when life gave her a certain sour fruit, aka a seductress with good hair preying upon her husband, Ms. Knowles Carter made this album.
Lemonade.
Jeff got it.
No, Mike, he didn't. Yeah. We said it at the same time, and I said it again.
Mike, you knew it as well, but Jeff has the faster tongue.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's because you two are zooming closer to each other.
Internet from Los Feliz to Los Feliz.
It goes right down the block.
I think so.
Right down the block. Okay, Jeff, historically unhappy with his performance in the quizzes, Jeff is pulling away with 3-1 lead.
Also, let me just say this. I feel like I get a lot of questions right, but then, you know, somebody gets like a spiny shell or something and I lose the quiz in the last question. That's the fate of Duddy.
Here's the thing about the lemon drop quiz.
Yeah.
No bullshit. No tricks, no little weirdies.
This is one equals one.
That's why I said it was just you guys were going head to head with intellect, because just intellect.
Okay, but about lemon stuff. Okay.
Right, but about a certain citrusy fruit.
Yeah, we were not saying it.
All right, next question. All right, then. Let me tell you something. Can I ask you this next question?
Yeah.
Who had a series of unfortunate events?
Lemony Snicket.
Lemony Snicket's got... No, this sounded like we said it the exact same
time. No, we did not. I had a second ahead of you.
Mike, let me tell you this. On the Lemon Drop quiz, geography is factored in, so living close to the host is a good move. So that your internet zaps to him faster.
Tim, can I get a point for that?
You don't need a point because you're winning 4-1.
But I don't trust it. I don't trust quizzes anymore. I could have a dynamite lead and still lose.
Well, luckily it's the Lemon Drop quiz where there's no fuss, no muss. Dress it up.
Hey, dress it like down. The titular lemon. No fuss, no muss.
Dress it up, dress it down. A night at home, a night at the town. At the town. Okay, here we go. What type of Deborahs live in the town of Lemon Curd?
Busy. Hint.
Yes, Mike got it.
And there's three of them.
Yeah, you didn't even need the hint. There was three of them. Okay, now Mike is catching up. Jeff, how do you feel?
Well, I actually got a text right at the moment you asked that question, so I need to beat up a certain...
Me should be blocked anyway. Come on.
Damn. My phone is in the other room. I'm not even thinking about it.
Are you ready for the next question?
I am prepared with my phone face down.
Our favorite round yellow fruit is featured alongside a popular boob fruit in this classic palindrome.
Melon?
Lemon.
Melon, lemon and melon?
Lemon,
palindrome.
Lemon, melon.
Lemon, lemon?
Oh, fuck. It's like, hold on.
Melon, race car, lemon?
Yeah. Lemon, a Toyota, melon. Is that it?
Madam, I'm Adam.
Huh?
Okay, no. Okay, so it involves the two fruits you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's a classic palindrome. Hmm. And you're allowed to Google it. Mike you're losing.
Rather,
you need it.
I'd rather take
no melon, no lemon.
There you go.
I've no never heard that in my life.
I'd rather take time away from my screen. I don't need extra screen time on the day.
I needed it. I need this win. I need a W.
You didn't want 7 more seconds of screen time.
Nope.
Hey, you want to know another palindrome? It's a long one.
Yeah.
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
That one rings true for me. I would say that. That's like a thing I would accidentally say.
You might actually accidentally say a palindrome. Damn, like that.
That made me want to get an Italian sub after this.
A big big hard salami.
Nice big place of dingamagoo. Okay. The final question.
Yes.
Ooh.
A certain pea-colored acidic fruit's juice is rubbed on the Declaration of Independence in this dumb movie.
National Treasure?
Yes! Mike Michael Hanford is the loser of the lemon chop quiz. Yes. Jeff, you won it, and you win all the lemon pulp.
Yeah, I love that pulp. Give it to me.
You won it fair and square, and you had to use the internet for one of the questions. Good for you. All right.
Now,
thanks,
Mike,
for listening. Oh.
Are you happy you kept your screen time down?
I am very happy to keep my screen time down. That's something I'm trying to work on, and I'm not going to just all of a sudden bend the rules.
Okay.
No.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, check out our Patreon, where you can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's our weekly bonus episode, non-cocktail, where we talk about the stuff that we really care about. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
We really get down to business, you know?
Yeah.
I don't brass give a shit about such.
The lemon drop? I really don't care about it, but
you care about
I do
best
care
candy
about
bar.
Candy bar. I do care about that. Because candy makes me dandy.
Now, what do you say we end this episode with the song we said we'd end it with? Oh, it references the shot of the drink of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, you know them, you love them. You love his two co-hosts as well. And you love their band, the Sloppy Boys, off their second album. Third album, Paradiso.
Oh, really? Oh, it is.
It is.
Tis.
Their third album, Paradiso. Here it is, College Night.
The deans are gone. Oh, the deans, they're gone, and they're crying, they're gone to Fire Island, Maine, or Vermont. They're gone. And they're all alone in the summer homes until fall semester, 'cause they couldn't bear it, couldn't bear it, and they'll never see all those grads again. Times that they've had as friends, 'cause they're gone. They're long gone, but that's the life of a dean. You get a touch of the teen. Valedictorian.
Victorian's up in a dorm kicking herself, man. Ah, she's full of regrets. Ah, but that's what she gets. She should have gone to wing night. Should have gone to wing night. A dip of celery stick in the blue cheese dip. Got that big tech job waiting for her out in the bay, boy. Ah, but she never danced. And now she missed a chance. What once it was in twos, and now ones and zeros. What once it was in twos, and now ones and zeros. What once it was in twos, and now ones and zeros. What once it was in twos, and now ones and zeros. Cash out your meal plan, my baby got to. Cash out your meal plan, my baby got to. Cash out your meal plan, my baby got to. Cash out your meal plan, my baby got to. Fill your pockets up with the ketchup factor. Fill your pockets up with the ketchup factor. Fill your pockets up with the Heinz ketchup. It's college night. It's college night. It's college night out on the quad. It's college night. It's college night. It's college night, oh Christ, oh God. Them townies hoisting each other up that South Campus wall. Oh, they just want to peek. Oh, yeah, they just want to see. Grad night banners, flags flying high. Oh, but to them it's all Greek. Because the townies can't read. I'm just kidding about that one, man. Just messing around with that one. Don't kick my ass. Just having a little fun, cause it's 2-for-1, 2-for-1, 2-for-1 SoCo, SoCo. A 3-for-1, a 3-for-1, 3-for-1 lemon drop, lemon drop. 4-for-1, 4-for-1, 4-for-1 kamikaze shot, kamikaze shot. 5-for-1! 5-for-1! Bottles of Dom Perignon, baby! It's college night! It's college night! It's college night out on the quad! It's college night! It's college night! It's college night for Asheroth! Later, dude.